Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator Nancy Leeson both baked off a big batch of biscuits from a new cookbook. Here's their flaky verdict.
Well, Nancy, I have to admit it. You were...
Stein, are you trying to tell me I was right again? Again?
What, again? Maybe the second time
in all of
history.
I think it was the third.
Your recommendation for the biscuits in this new cookbook. Hello, my name is Tasty. I've been baking biscuits for a long time, and I looked at that recipe, and I don't know. But I made them, and I have to say, they're the best ever, and DeGroote agrees. And the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote knows how to get on the outside of a biscuit.
I knew they were going to be great, because I am a huge fan of John Gorham's Portland restaurants, Tasty and Sons and Tasty and Alder, where I first tasted this amazing biscuit recipe. They were, in fact, the best buttermilk biscuits I've ever had, the best biscuits I've ever had. And when I found out that I no longer have to drive to Portland to wait in line to eat brunch there to get these biscuits. What are you laughing about?
Well, the whole idea of waiting in line. Wasn't there a whole episode of Portlandia devoted to that very thing? This book has some excellent recipes in it, but some of the writing kind of makes me think it ought to have its own episode of Portlandia. Just saying, Nance.
Okay, I'll grant you that, Stein.
This recipe had a couple of things that kind of gave me a little bit of pause. It calls for half and half pastry flour and all-purpose flour. Normally, my flour mix for biscuits is half and half all-purpose and cake flour. This recipe called for pastry flour, which has a slightly higher protein content than cake. I went ahead and just used cake, and it was fine. But anybody who wants to make their own pastry flour, just mix it 2-to-1 all-purpose to cake flour, and you'll pretty much hit the protein level there. Naturally, if you can get your hands on some white lily flour, the Southern Cook's gold standard for biscuit making, fall upon it immediately and from a great height. One of the things in the recipe that's a really clever technique is to use very, very cold butter, just the side of frozen, and grating it on a box grater right into the dry mixture, the flour and the baking soda and the baking powder, salt and sugar and so on. And then rather than going through all the work of cutting it in by hand or putting it in a food processor, you can just toss it with a spoon to distribute it. You should wear some rubber gloves when you do this to help insulate the butter from the warmth of your fingers.
If you don't have a pair of gloves to grate the butter, just put your hand in a zip-top bag or some type of small plastic bag and use that.
You could even put some crushed ice in there with your hand.
What a great idea. I'm going to try that next time. But I also think that using a particular ingredients helps with a recipe like this. I use Kerrygold unsalted Irish butter, which I use for pie crusts. It makes all the difference. It's grass-fed, flavorful, and I love the texture on it. I like to use Bulgarian buttermilk, more like yogurt than the low-fat cultured buttermilk.
Where do you get Bulgarian buttermilk this side of Bulgaria?
Oh, stop. Dairygold has a really nice tub of it. It's a good size one. Most of the supermarkets have it. Also, because this makes quite a lot of biscuits, if there's only a couple of you or a few of you, I would suggest not rolling it all out. I would take half the dough, put half of it in the refrigerator for the next day.
Well, actually, what I did was I made a half recipe, and this recipe cut in half just fine. One last tip, don't use tuna cans to cut biscuits. They're dull and they smoosh down the sides and prevent a good rise. Use a biscuit cutter, dip it in flour first, you get a good release. Press it straight down, pull it straight up, or you can just use a knife. And once more, Nance, the name of the book is...
Hello, my name is Tasty by Portland's John Gorham with Liz Crane.
And we'll have the biscuit recipe from it that we've just been talking about right on the post at knkx.org. Look for Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Hello. My name is Leeson. He's Dick.
Biscuit boy.
Stein.